This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't care what anybody tells you. You buck Donald Trump, you will feel it in the pocketbook. And it isn't because Donald Trump is some mystical, you know, yogi or something. It's because Donald Trump believes in America. And ultimately, the American spirit wins because it is built on Judeo-Christian values. It is a God-centric thing. And if you support it, God blesses it. If you don't, whatever you're doing, it will wither on the vine. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you are listening to. I'm not worried about Nike. You know, I don't wish them any bad luck, but I know what they are. They represent a racist organization that wants to get black kids killed. That's what Nike's all about. And I'm going to tell you, if you want some history, look at Chick-fil-A, look at Hobby Lobby, look at the companies that stand on principle, on biblical principle, on good, solid, conservative principle that stick to their values, and look at what happens to them, and look at the people who don't. Look at any of these actors and actresses who've gone against Donald Trump. Look at their careers. Their careers aren't flourishing. Maybe they're still doing well in comparison to other people, but they're struggling. Look, let me tell you something about Hollywood. If you're used to making $20 million a movie and they drop you down to $15 million, You would think most people would still go, that's still a lot of money. In Hollywood, it means your value is reduced by 25%. You take that to heart. You look at it, oh my God, and it's woe is me, and that's the end of you. It's a matter of time before it's $10 million a movie, $5 million a movie to nothing. Obscurity. They're all paranoid. And that's why they all toe the line. What's the prevailing thought today? Be this way, do this, be blah, you know, whatever. That's what they're about. They're awards. Give me awards. Validate me, please. Make sure people know I'm somebody because I don't believe in myself. We don't run like that. You take a pay cut, you're like, whatever. Rebuild. It doesn't validate or invalidate you that you took a pay cut. I've taken pay cuts. I don't even think of it as anything. Let me tell you. The time you work the hardest is when you work for yourself and you get the least because you're betting on the payoff. And generally it pays off if you're willing to put in the hard work and make it happen. But look at, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence. She's got a new perfume commercial, but her career's in shambles. Look at, what's her name? Kathy Griffin. Janine Garofalo. On down the line. Go down the line of the anti-American people and tell me how great they're doing. Oh, they still get invited to each other's parties, and, you know, they eat each other's hors d'oeuvres and whatever, sleep with each other's wives. What, I mean, I don't know what those Hollywood weirdos do, but whatever they do, they're not happy. They're never going to be happy. And they're always going to be losers. And I don't mean it in the sense of, like, I'm getting after them, like, you're a loser. It's not like that. I'm saying they can't win because they don't know how to win. They don't even know how to enjoy it. It's the strangest thing. Always in competition. Always looking to one-up somebody to get this a little bit better, this or that. And to see how far they can stretch you. I remember this film, what was it? Was it Get Shorty or something? I think it was. And they said Danny DeVito will come in. He's always, his character, they go, he'll order off the menu. It'll be make something special. Then he won't eat it. And so, sure enough, he comes in. He sits at the table. He's like a whole universe to himself. And he's like, I like the plot. I like the way the story's going here. And he's like, yeah, excuse me. Hey, baby girl, come here. And he tells the waitress, hey, can you, you know, look, I want this, but I don't want it like that. Could you do this, that, and the other? And she goes, yeah, we could do that for you, sir. Cause they're all, you know, ooh, he's in our restaurant. They bring it back. He doesn't eat it. He leaves and goes to another meeting. And they weren't kidding because that's the way these people are. They're very pretentious. Let me just show you how big I am. I'll make them make something for me special and then I won't even bother with it. I just want to show you. I can do that and you can't. It's crazy. It's Holly weird. That's why I call it Holly weird. But look at the people who've thwarted Donald Trump And those who said, look, give the man a chance. Soon you're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see it in the black community, the entertainment community, Hollywoodo community, education, you name it. They're going to be like, boy, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I don't know when it's going to occur, but before the end of Donald Trump's second term, you will see more a mass exodus from the Democrats than you've ever, almost in history. I'm telling you. I want to talk about Starbucks because they're one of the companies that fits the bill. Social justice company, I talk about them all the time. And I talk about them badly because Howard Schultz, while he's pretending to be social justice warrior for all the blacks and making his people go to corporate training because a couple of black guys couldn't use the bathroom in Philly at a store. And he has no Starbucks in black neighborhoods. It was a big deal when they were going to put their first Starbucks in a black neighborhood. I mean, it was like, will somebody have Aretha, prior to her dying, come and christen it and cut the cord and Stevie Wonder will sing some songs and Barack Obama will put in a book, Dreams of My Real Starbucks or something in there. Let's just kumbaya it, right? Because they were going to open up their first Starbucks in a black neighborhood. Wow. And it wasn't going to raise the stakes. It wasn't going to raise the price of a black neighborhood. And Starbucks says, you know what, we're going to put 1,000 stores in black neighborhoods to make sure these kids have good jobs, can become managers. We're going to make, you know, an apprentice program for them so they know how to run retail stores, whatever. They didn't do any of that. A token store. And they were going to put it in Ferguson. Make it a shrine. Shrine to Michael Brown. Racist company. Puts its stores in lily white neighborhoods where people walk to Starbucks with their dogs and, you know, and they're singing in the rain, you know. Well, anyway, they got an organizational shakeup coming up. Corporate layoffs are going to start at the top levels. They're trying to reverse stagnant sales and rekindle investors' interest. We must increase the velocity of innovation, they say. It's relevant to our customers, inspires our partners, and is meaningful to our business. That's what Kevin Johnson, the CEO, said. Same dude, social justice warrior. He says we've got to make some significant changes on how we work as leaders. Let me tell you the changes they need to make. Get away from the social justice warrior agenda and remember what you are, Starbucks. You sell coffee. Starbucks employed about 10,000 people in U.S. support facilities, store development, roasting, manufacturing, warehouse, and distribution operations as of October 7th of 2017. I don't know how many people are going to get hit, but I know why they're getting hit. Thank you, conservatives. Thank you for limiting what you do at Starbucks and teaching them a lesson with your pocketbook. That is what we are about. We got a lot to talk about today, including Avenetti. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A friend of mine who listens to the show, Tom, asked me this. He says, Kevin, does the sex doll company offer stock? What is the name of the company? This would be one company stock I'd buy for sure. And Tom, I agree with you. I was talking about what he's referencing, I should say, is the proliferation of these sex dolls, sex robots. And I said that we're finding ourselves at a time where young men are going to say, I don't really want to deal with women. I'd rather deal with a sex robot because I don't have to deal with any of the drama that comes with it. You know, 30 years later, a sex robot isn't going to accuse you of rape or gang rape or whatever else. At least I don't think so. Welcome back to the program. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Tom, thanks for being a not only a listener, but I know you're an avid listener, so thank you there, buddy. We are cut from the same cloth. Lots going on. Bill Mitchell tweeted this, and Bill Mitchell is one of my friends on Twitter, and he says, so Kamala Harris is now turning over rape letters on Kavanaugh, claiming all kinds of horrible things with no name, return address, contact information, or corroborating information. Why is this garbage even being made public? You know what I say? Let her do it. Let her do it. Democrats are headed for doom and destruction. This hour we will talk about the developments that occurred over the past, week or so that essentially lend total credibility to what I said about these women to begin with that got me fired from Fox. Tell me, what would you call somebody who intentionally goes out, fabricates a story that could get people arrested, put in prison, lose their reputation, potentially lose their family, lose all of their friends? What word do you have for this person? Because I'm going to tell you, whatever it isn't strong enough. I would never. There are people that I cannot stand. I won't tell you that I hate them because I try not to hate anybody. But there are people that I can't stand. I will not lie on them. No way. Now, I'll tell you what they've done to me that makes me feel the way that I feel. And they may say, well, that's your truth, Kevin. No, it will be the truth. It will be exactly how you said it. And by the way, if it had to do with something that was of criminal activity and it wasn't true, I guarantee you I would not say it. I wouldn't even allude it unless I knew with 100% certainty that it was. There's no way you're going to get me to put a person in jeopardy themselves, to ruin their reputation, and so on and so forth. I will not do it. And see, that's the difference between conservatives and Democrats. We are principled people. They are not. They are ideologues. They don't care whether they're technically what they want is going to give them the country or it's going to make anybody better. All they care about is winning and losing. And they want to win. And even when you tell them, look, you're wrong to win. If you were to get open borders, you'd be a loser. So what? It's against you. And you can make every logical reason as to why. Well, do you lock your house? Do you want people in your home coming on? Blah, blah, blah. No, they don't care. Doesn't matter. They've been told something. That's the way it is. It's like when I was little, step on a crack, you break your mama's back. So what did I do when I walked on the sidewalk? I didn't step on a crack. And people would go, man, why would you step on a crack? I go, man, I ain't stepping on no crack. Shoot, you must be crazy. And they go, man, you must be crazy. If you step on a crack, you ain't going to break your mama's back. If that's the case, I would have broken my mama's back. And 50,000 people could tell you, I stepped on a crack. I didn't break my mama's back. You like, hey, don't you try to tell me because it didn't work for y'all. But if I step on a crack, it could break my mama's back. And if I break my mama's back, I'm going to come back and hurt everybody, right? And you're not even thinking about it rationally. Like, what the heck does stepping on a crack have to do with breaking my mama's back? But that was something that I followed for a long time until one of these, I don't remember even when it was, but one day, one of my friends said, man, that's ridiculous. And I caught myself and went, you know what? It is. Dumb superstition. Black cats walking under ladders, breaking glass, mirrors, whatever else. Let me tell you what. Life is going to deal you what life deals you. And that's it. But we get caught up in this ideology, and so we believe it. And that's what leftists do. They believe it. Suddenly, it must be real. And they can't catch themselves because it just seems so real to them. Their ideology is right, no matter what. Even when you prove it's wrong, it's right. If my mama was standing right there and I stepped on a crack, I would be like, well, I still ain't gonna do it. You know? It's the way it is. Dan Bongino said this. He says, everyone who intentionally lied and slandered Kavanaugh should be civilly sued and criminally prosecuted to the fullest extent the law allows. I am 1,000 million infinity percentage squared to the exponential on exactly what my friend Dan Bongino said. They should be sued. It's unbelievable what we've got going here. And the only way that people are going to learn is when they get sued. Like this, we profiled this girl who's going to do time in prison now because she accused two guys of raping her. I talked about a story where four dentists in Las Vegas were freed. Why? Because of security cameras. All of them accused of something they didn't do. But hey, Mazie Hirono, senator out of Hawaii, says the women have to be believed. Well, you know what? She's doing a disservice. Because when you get this high profile of a lie, you hurt the cause of women. That's what makes me mad. See, because I love women. Contrary to what the Democrats will try to tell you, most of the men that I'm talking to right now, we are the furthest thing from misogynist you could possibly be. Those women, they have misogynists. And you want to know why? Because they've emasculated their men. They don't even, there's no line of distinction between a man and a woman on the left. No line. They've emasculated them. They're male hyenas. There for the service of women. Be there to trot out to say, look, look, looky, looky, loo. Well, we aren't. And we exalt. We believe in women. We hold them to a higher thing. I don't know how to describe it, but I do. Conservative women, I'm telling you right now, I think the world of you. Leftist women, not so much. Now, they can be offended by that, but I don't really care. Because, see, a conservative woman, she understands that she really has the power over men. She understands that. And it has nothing to do with the physical power. It has to do with the nature of women. And I'm not going to explain it to the left. Conservative women, you know what I'm talking about. So good for you. But we should be suing these people. Matt Walsh said this. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't see the actual quote. But he says, when Donald Trump first started talking about the media, I didn't really believe it. But he says, the more I see, the more that I understand how Trump got it so right when he called them fake news media, crooked media. And you know what? Matt Walsh is 100% correct. Many of us that went, oh, man, I mean, it's kind of fake. Now you believe it wholeheartedly. You've watched this happen. You understand it thoroughly. It's crazy what's going on out there. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota revealed to a local TV station that she will be voting not to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She was said to be one of the senators that is still up in the air regarding the confirmation. Heitkamp is up for re-election this fall and is currently trailing her opponent Kevin Cramer by 10 points. Kramer talked about some of the things going on in Washington, D.C., and the infighting and partisan politics.
To be honest with you, that spectacle proved to be perhaps the greatest political gift I've been given in a very long time. The tragedy of it is it exposed just how dysfunctional the United States Senate is and how badly in need of adult, more adults is also.
The Florence Police Department is mourning the loss of a friend and fellow officer, Terrence Caraway, who was shot while on duty yesterday. Caraway was serving a warrant to a man when the man opened fire on officers, injuring four and killing Caraway. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats sense their doom, everybody. They sense it. They're liars that they put out to discredit Kavanaugh. Holes after holes being poked in these stories. And the biggest liar, the one that they are relying on the most, is Christine Blasey Ford. Professor Ford. Now, I know in many cases when we talk about issues on this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, you feel like, what's it going to take for us to win? Aren't we the winners? Aren't we the ones who defeated Hillary Clinton? Aren't we the ones who should now be chasing them down? We are. Trust me, we are. I know you don't always like the style. As a fighter, we used to say, it was funny, a guy fought backwards. You say, man, he fights backwards. And I would tell my friends with a good fighter, I had a buddy who was a really good fighter that fought backwards. They call it being on your bicycle. And he would back up and just pop, 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 pop. And what I would say is, they'd say, he ain't winning, he's backing up. And I'd say, is he getting hit? They go, no. I go, is he peppering the guy as he backs up? Yep. Well, he may not be putting all his power into the punch because you do need to finally, you know, you got to stabilize the punch hard, right? But he's peppering you. So I want you to imagine a guy backing up. And the whole time he's backing up, he's just jabbing you. Pop, pop. Every now and then hitting you with that right. Pop, 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 pop. And he's moving. You're still coming forward. He's backing up, moving to the side. Pop, pop, pop. He's counterpunching you to the point of, you know, your head looks like a guava or something. I don't know. What's one of those fruits that has a bunch of lumps on it? It looks like that, okay? And we have a friend that I say a bunch of my martial arts buddies, a few of them listen to the show. This dude, I used to call him the best backfighter in the history of the game, man. This dude could back up, and you think you're winning? And the worst thing about it is when you're pushing somebody forward and they're kind of love tapping you, you think you're winning, but really you're assimilating a lot of damage. Because what appears to be a little love taps, tap, 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 once they accumulate, they become, you know, your brain's getting squashed just a little, even with those little taps. And you can, you know, look, you trained for it, but in the end, that they call it an accumulation of punishment. Eventually, your brain just goes, whoa, and it takes one little tap and you're knocked out. And that's what I see happening here. Donald Trump is backfighting. He's just backpedaling a little bit. And they're coming at him and he's just boop, boop, pop, 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 pop. But he's not getting touched. So these scoundrels, they sense it. I'm telling you, you should be sensing it at this point. Did you hear the new? They're not so new now, but I mean, they were new developments at the time when they, the guy, an ex-boyfriend of Christine Blasey Ford, he contradicted her testimony. He said this. Well, she said she never helped anyone prepare for a polygraph examination. Now, you said, Kevin, this is, you know, very small in her testimony. No, it's not so small. You know the small detail that she's a psychologist? Not so small. Then there was the detail that she, this second detail where she said, was asked, have you helped anyone prepare for a polygraph examination? Now, I didn't really pay that close attention to that during her testimony, but here's what I will say. If the Republicans asked that lady to ask her the question, somebody knew. I don't know what information people have because you can never, you know, how do we know? We're just laymen. But somebody knew to ask that question under oath. And I go back to a tweet my friend Pam put out where she says, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump let her testify before he did the, then he authorized the FBI investigation? Because now we have her full testimony under oath. Now, she's already corrected the record on one thing, but with these things, she has not. So she says she's never helped it. But the boyfriend, former boyfriend, and they won't give his name, he's redacted, said Ford neither mentioned Kavanaugh nor mentioned she was a victim of sexual misconduct during the time that they dated from 1992 to 1998. He said he saw Ford going to great lengths to helping a woman he believed was her, quote, lifelong best friend, prepare for a potential polygraph test. He added that the woman, Monica McLean, hey, we get a new name, had been interviewing for jobs with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Would that be a shock? Would it be a shock that we've got this leftist who hates our side, hates America, who wants to help her friend get a job where? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, those three initials, FBI. Or the state's attorney's office. These people have infiltrated our government, and I'm glad we have a guy that's starting to get rid of some of them. And this was only one of the new developments. Now, I'm curious if the FBI is going to look into Miss Monica McLean and see, did she indeed interview for jobs? And let's get her under oath, under penalty of perjury, and let's see what she says about it. Because then we get to go after her satellites, people that say, oh, yeah, she was very nervous, and she did meet with Christina at the time, and, yeah, they definitely helped. But it's worse for Ford because her former boyfriend has evidence that directly refutes the nonsense around her flying and her claustrophobia. They say he further claimed that Ford never voiced any fear of flying, even while aboard a propeller plane, and seemingly had no problem living in a, quote, very small 500-square-foot apartment with one door, apparently contradicting her claims that she could not testify promptly in D.C. because she felt uncomfortable traveling on planes, as well as her suggestion that memories of Kavanaugh's alleged assault prompted her to feel unsafe living in a closed space or one without a second front door. Ford never expressed the fear of close quarters, tight spaces, or places with only one exit, the former boyfriend wrote. Now, I'll get into that in just a second, but here's what I will say. The Democrats knew Ford's a liar. And despite that knowledge, they used her in their seek and destroy mission against Brett Kavanaugh. All of this man's written testimony refutes Ford's sexual abuse victimology. If she suffered from none of the things that she claims, then where does it leave that fiction? If it turns out that he's true, that he's right, I mean, and I believe him, what's he got to lie about? But if he says, no, here's where we live, 500 square feet, one door. Here, ask her where she's traveled. Here's when we took a flight to such and such, and we can go look at the manifest and see, yep, she was on that flight manifest, and it was a prop plane, and he says she didn't complain about anything. Then what does it do to the victim mentality when she testified that, well, I am kind of claustrophobic, and I am, you know, this, and then I can't do that, and, you know, and then this and that and the other? What does it do? What does it do when it turns out that you claim all these different, oh, I know, you took that 6 years off with your epinephrine, dopamine, hypothalamus, right? Whatever it is, hippocampus, what is it? What's she call it? She took some time off from her trauma. She'll give us a, well, during that period, I blocked it into my duodenum, which I know is part of your intestine, but I made that point because I do know a little bit about the body. I'm really curious to see how they're going to try to sell this nonsense, though. I'm sure you are as well. They knew she was a liar. They knew it. In the old days, Kavanaugh would have already been on the dung heap of history. Distraught, he'd likely be plotting to, you know, his own demise and trying to figure out how can I kill myself and make sure my family gets the life insurance or whatever. But we live in a different world now. Slightly different. Just slightly. We've made the pendulum swing back a little bit our way. But you know what's really scary? What's scary is how dangerously close the Democrats, the Me Too movement, the media came to yet another coup in this country. And that coup is a takeover of your sensibilities, your ability to detect an obvious fraud. See, the difference between me and the naysayers and the people that want to criticize me over the lexicon, over choosing a word that I describe for these women, which, by the way, isn't vile enough. I just want to be clear. It's not vile enough what I called them. I'm not going to say it again because it just gives more fodder for these leftist bandits that are out there trying to make us all out to be misogynists and bad guys. But I'll tell you this. I didn't need to be vindicated. I knew I'd be vindicated because I didn't have to be vindicated to begin with. That's what they are. But they wanted you to not be able to detect these frauds. They wanted you to be, I'm not really sure, you know, she seems credible. And, you know, she is a PhD. She's a doctor and professor. And no, she's not. She's a blatant liar. And the Democrats used her in the most nefarious ways, and you know it. There's a part of you that goes, yeah, you're right, Kev, I did kind of know it. And then they offer these other women as proof of Kavanaugh's wickedness, and we saw through them. We dismantled these drunks, liars, and frauds, but the Democrats didn't stop. They went on. He's a drunk. Falsely accuse him of rape, then gang rape, and then the latest ploy is to say he's unfit. Because he was attacked.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, man, the Democrats are scared. Woo! I contend, folks, the more we learn about Christine Blasey Ford, the worse things get for the Democrats and other leftists. This is their Waterloo. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Soon, Democrats will never be believed. They will get to live up to their new mantra, guilty until proven innocent. See, what's funny about Democrats, I'm going to say something to you. Maybe I've never said it before. They tell you what they are when they tell you what you are. See, they're guilty until proven innocent. Oh, yeah. I know. Shocking. Shocking that Kevin made that declaration, what, I don't know, 10 years ago. Been saying it the whole time, that every time they accuse you, there's a saying in French, il se fait accuse. And it means he who accuses himself, who something, he accuses himself, excuses himself, or something like that. That's essentially what it means. And what they're essentially, I'm telling you, these people are trying to tell you, this is what I am. So by calling you that, I'm dismissing you and, you know, subterfuge away from what I'm about. No, you're not fooling me. This brother figured you out from the time I was 8 years old. I knew what was going on. I watched Democrats talk a big game. Here's what we do. Black people, and it wasn't Obama, but it was other Democrats talking about what they were going to do for black folks and black people this, and we were giving the vote away, and I'm going, everything they said, I was like, we are nowhere near what they say. They made us weak. They made us victims. And then I watched it. It's evolved. And I would tell you it got more sophisticated, but then the Democrats got little lazy. They got to where they don't have to care about their constituents anymore. They don't really have their finger on the pulse of what their people want or need. They lost touch. And President Trump stepped in and went, I haven't lost touch. I know what you need. If you're in a union, you don't have to be a Democrat. Because you know what? You can be in a union, but if you don't have any job, what does it matter? And people were like, you know, it makes sense. If I don't have a job, what's it? Union can't save me from that. And he's speaking to everybody. Black folks, good for you. You've been giving your vote to him. You have the most unsafe neighborhoods, the most unsafe schools, the worst schools. You're financially at the bottom of the rung every single time we look at the numbers. What have you got to lose? And you know what? Black folks went, well, you're right. Let's take a look at this. What do we have to lose? So now we've got President Trump. And I think a big thing happened at this last rally that the president was at. See, because he's been tiptoeing around this issue about Ford. He supports Kavanaugh, but if you're astute, you've watched him begin to sort of distance himself. Like, oh, you know, he talks about beer a lot. Yeah, wow. Giving himself an out. And I've seen how there are some people who are paid to write op-eds, and I've watched how they've been paying people to write, is Kavanaugh really the right choice? I'll be honest with you. I haven't even looked at Kavanaugh's record because I've been so busy with so many other things. So I'm not sure about that. I just know I don't want to see a bad man go down for the wrong reasons. But Donald Trump, he's starting to... You know, I could see it. I could see where he was like, I got to step back a little bit here. And given that expressing my feelings towards these women being used as part of Kavanaugh's witch hunt and what happened to me, I don't blame him. He's been called a misogynist. He knows the setup when he sees it. And so he just kind of backed away. He avoided the fracas. He let things play out. Anyway, things have played out. Evidence suggests what most Americans already know, and that is Ford lied under oath. She lied about her fear of flying. She lied about her fear of small places. She lied about helping other people with polygraphs. And it's only a matter of time before this information is completely corroborated. Apparently, President Trump has seen enough information now that he can go after Ford, he can go after the Democrats. And let me tell you something, woe are they. I'm about to read from Newsmax some things that they wrote. So here's what they said. President Donald Trump ignited a crowd at a campaign rally in Mississippi on Tuesday by mocking a woman who claimed she was sexually assaulted by the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh decades ago. Now, it's funny that they could have just said by mocking Christine Ford, but they had to go back and recover, you know, saying, you know, he's mocking her sexual assault. That's the implication, because as I told you guys, Newsmax is not a conservative rag, but I'll let you figure that out for yourself. They said this. They go on to say this. The audience laughed as Trump ran through a list of what he described as holes in Christine Blasey Ford's testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. She testified that Kavanaugh had pinned her on a bed, tried to take off her clothes, covered her mouth in the early 1980s when the two were teenagers. Kavanaugh has denied for its allegations. And here's where they say Trump mocked her. And we don't have the video, the audio. But how did you get home? I don't remember. How did you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Imitating Ford, he added, but I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember. Now, let me tell you something, folks. This is a huge thing that's happening here. Remember when Trump made the brash statements about the illegals coming into the country and they were bringing, you know, sex traffickers and drugs and gangbangers and whatever else? Remember when Donald Trump criticized our trade deals and he talked about NATO and paying their bills and a host of other Obama-era nonsense that he's now refuted and proven that he's correct on? Well, now he's decided this issue's long enough. It's over. And when Trump attacks an issue, public support sways America's way. And here's what America's way is: stopping false accusations against good men. Stopping false accusations against anybody. President Trump is addressing the Me Too, women's movement, feminism, leftism, and whatever other ism you want. And here's what I say. It's way past time somebody do this. Now, Newsmax continues with this. It marked the sharpest criticism by Trump of Ford since he came forward publicly with the allegation last month. He had previously called Ford a very credible witness. Do you guys remember when I told you on this very radio program, The Kevin Jackson Show, you guys can reach us at 844-551-8255 or kjradio.com. But do you remember when I told you this? I said when he made that comment, he should have checked himself. It was horrible that he made that comment that she was a very credible witness. There was nothing credible about what she said. Donald Trump has been known to us to be a straight shooter, somebody that we could rely on to give the truth. And let me tell you how scary it was for him that he couldn't even do it. Look what happened to me when I did it. Now, let me tell you, I talk about this a lot, and I use this word. I don't need to be vindicated, but, you know, to some degree, there is some vindication. For me, it's more a level of satisfaction. I don't think of it as vindication, but it's coming. My satisfaction will be there when this woman is found out to be a blatant liar, as are the others, because that's where we're headed. Now, don't think Fox is going to come back and go, hey, Kev, listen, we're really sorry. You know, they really were kind of horrible women. You want your job? No, it's not going to happen because that's not the way the world works. The good guys don't win always in the end in that way. But the good guys win in the end in other ways. See, because Fox has lost a ton of credibility, and I've gained a ton. And I'll continue to gain some. And as I said to you guys before, this is not about me. I don't have a vendetta against Christina Blasey Ford, and I certainly don't have one against Fox. What I have a vendetta against is people who will try to destroy other people's lives for no reason, and the people who allow them to do it. See, Christine Blasey Ford tried to destroy Kavanaugh's life. I comment on it. Fox bought into her side of the story, and they let me go. So not only is Christine Blasey Ford complicit in her lie, Fox is complicit in being chumps that they are to say, well, you know, Kevin, we're not really sure. We didn't like your word choice, reprehensible, or whatever. So, boom, you're gone. But it wasn't reprehensible. There's no word that you can give me that would describe a person who would do what Christine Blasey Ford tried to do to Brett Kavanaugh and her minions. There's no hard enough word, and it should be an allowed word when that occurs. But see, Trump is finally getting it. And this, her lawyer says, is it any wonder she was terrified to come forward, that other sexual survivors are as well? Keep digging your hole, because America no longer believes you, and it's starting to sway. And for Donald Trump to put the calculus together to understand what's happening, you know he understands it fully.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.